start. We are on Beis. We're today's Daf of Gimel. We're on Beis on Beis, I believe, by Esrog on the bottom. Bahadatanan. Okay, so the Mishnah, the Gemara was discussing question whether this is actual Gemara or this is from the Savarayim or the Gaonim. But the Gemara here is discussing why the Mishnah says use the word derech, drachim, as opposed to dvarim, items. So what we got to so far, we mentioned that derech, we use drachim when we're talking about the natural course of events. That's why we mentioned it by Zav, that naturally, if you eat a lot, will lead to ziva. So the Gemara then mentions, okay, the Hadatnan, we have the following Mishnah in Bikurim. Esrog shovel ilon b'shlosha drachim. And Esrog is comparable to a tree, to fruits of a tree, in three ways. And also it says at the end, it's similar to a vegetable in one way. What are the three ways it's comparable to an Elon? So look at Rashi, Begimel Drachim, he says Orla, you have a din of Orla, is by an Esrog, Urvai, and that's Urvai, right? That's Noeg Boki Elon. Uli Inyan Shvias, when it comes to Shemitah, Holchim Peirosuv Achar Hachanata Ki Elon, Velo Achar Likita Ki Yerek. To determine what year it is in the Shemitah process, you go according to when the Esrog sprouts, as opposed to when it is gathered, when it's taken off the tree. It makes a difference, with the Esrog, it makes a difference with Shemitah. Sometimes the Shemitah is a year off and everything else, because you go butter Chanata, not going a butter Likita. So that's how it's similar to a tree. So the Gemara says, listen a Devarim. In this case, it should be Devarim, because we just said that you use the word Derech when it talks about the natural order of natural. This isn't natural, this is a halachic determination of what the Esrog of halachic rules. So the Gemara says, because Mishin the Boy Misne Sefer Yerek Derech Echad. The reason why we wrote Derechim in the Resha was we had to write Derech in the Sefer because it's similar to a vegetable, growth of vegetables. So the Gemara says, wait, okay, fine. So Sefer Nami, Nisne Dover. So in the Sefer also, you should say Dover. You shouldn't say Derech. You should say Dover. Right? Rashi says, Uli Yerek Derech Echad. Like Rashi. Shebishas likikato isuro. Okay, so we go basar chanata legabe shmita, but you go basar the likita when you gather it, you collect it for the meiser process, right? Rashi says ain hochim bol in your meisus elach chanata kashari lanos elach hashash nikla bo yerek. What year it is in the meiser process? Year two, year three goes according to when you gather it, right? Because the first time it come on. The Hamaisros, right? The Maisros Mishtanos Kasei the Rashanim. Shana Rishon Asher Shmita, in the first year of the Shmita cycle, you have Maisar Rishon Asheni, Vichem Bishnia. Aval Shlishis, you have Maisar Rishon and Maisar Oni. Vim Chonat Bishnia, let's say it sprouted in the second year, Vinilkat Bishlishis, and it was gathered in the third year. So Bishari Lanos and other trees, you go after the Chanata, and therefore it's in the second year, a second year produce. But Be'esrog Acher Lakita Kiyarek. But an Esrog is going to be like vegetables, and it's going to go according to be a third year. So the Gemara says, so we're still stuck with the question. Why are we saying Derech as opposed to Davar? So the Gemara says, no, Hasam Kamash Malon, there too also we're talking about natural order. Kamash Malon, the Darke, the Esrog, Kiyarek, because that the nature, right, the Derech, the nature of the growth of an Esrog is similar to the natural growth of a Yerek. Ma Yorok Darko, the Gadela Kolamayim. Right, just like Yerek needs extra water, it needs irrigation, it can't just survive on the rainwater. So the end, Ubishas the Kitaso Yisuro, and therefore it goes according to when you gather the produce. That determines which year in the Meiser process it is. Af Esrog Darkoli Godala Kolamayim, so to an Esrog will need extra water. It's not sufficient to grow it with just the rainwater. So therefore, Bishasti Kaso Yisuro, and therefore it goes according to when you gather it. So therefore, just the Sefer saying Derech to teach us that that's the natural course of events for the Esrog. So say Derech in the Sefer, we'll say Drachim in the Resha.
Right, it says in the Pasuk, Arvei Nachal.
That's not the Esrog. No. That's the
Ravos.
Yeah. Esrog is the Pre-Etzada. In the parish. Okay. So the Gemara says, okay, fine. How about the next one? The Hadatnan. We have the following case. Also in Bikurim. Is it the same? Where is that? This is Mishnah. It's in Parag Beis Mishnah Ches. The other one was Parag Beis Mishnah Vav. Okay. Hadatnan. Koi. So the Koi. So some people say Koi is its own animal, or it's a Suffolk Bechayo, it's a Suffolk Behema. Right? So whatever. I don't know what it is. I heard someone say maybe a buffalo, but I don't know what the koi is. It's a Suffolk halachically speaking, it's a sapik chaya, sapik behema. Therefore, in chayas and behemas have different rules. So we basically would treat the koi lechumra for everything. So yesh bo drachim shavu lechaya. There in some ways it's similar to a chaya. V'yesh drachim sheshavu lebehema. In some ways it's similar to behema. Right, Rashi is going to explain. Rashi says yesh bo drachim shavu lechaya. It's like a chaya. Therefore v'ta'un kisuidam. You have to cover the blood after shechita. And lebehema, what will be similar to behema? Chel ba'aser. A certain forbidden fats. The Gemara then says. Some ways it's considered like both. And therefore, in some places, it's not similar to a chaya or a behema. And Rashi says, you have to shecht it. Right? And it's not similar to either the chaya or behema. It's asar hava in behema v'chaya. You can't mate it with anything else other than its own din. So, but why? This is not natural. These are just halachic determinations. It's not natural. So Gemara says, so nisnei dvarim. It should say dvarim, not drachim. You said that derech is only used to describe some sort of natural course of events. The Gemara then continues also, v'su ha'disnan, the Mishnah and Gittin on daf test that we saw a few months ago, the din, right, you have a maybe get din, so you have to say v'fani nechtam, v'fani nechtam. So the Mishnah says there, so achas min ha'drachim, this is one of the drachim, it's one of the ways, she'shavu gittin nashin l'shichrurei avadim, that there's a similarity between divorce documents and emancipation documents. So why here drachim? Nisnei dvarim. You should say dvarim. It's also not a natural thing. So the Gemara rejects that the distinction between drachim and dvarim is based on the natural events and goes to a different cloud. Ella kol hecha de ika plukta tani drachim. They kol hecha de leka plukta tani dvarim. Any place that there's a distinction in the halacha where we don't have a uniform halacha across the board, we're going to say drachim. But if it's a uniform halacha, we'll say davar, we'll say devarim. So how's that? Rashi now goes through it. Look at Rashi, the ika plukta. So last Rashi is the short lines, which is a little further up. He says, the ika plukta. He says, chiluk bedrachav. Bederach zohu domil lekan, u bederach zo ain't a domil. In some ways it's similar, some ways it's not similar. Meaning there are some sort of differentiations or distinctions, however you want to call it. Kago mas nisin. Our Mishnah says, begimel drachim. And we're going to see in a moment, that's lima utei, Chuppa de lo kanya. It's this way and not this way. So that's what we're going to say drachim. You can do these three ways, but you can't use chuppa to create kiddushim. And also, he says, Vizav, hachi du havi onus azivilo onus acher. These seven things are considered onus. Seven other things are not considered onus. Because you're separating. It's not halacha. It's not across the board. We're making distinctions. Ude gittin also, the elu shavir. Veloba, in this way, it's comparable, but not comparable in another way. Veloba omer tenu get zeli ishti shachol avdi lechozer get vein lechozer b'shichor. You can retract when it comes to a get. You cannot retract when it comes to a shichor because we say get. Rashi says the zachal alavim shalafana. When it comes to star shichor, it's a zchus. So in those matters, it's similar in one way, dissimilar in other ways. We say drachim. You have to plug it in. I don't think it works well across the board. You have to.
Anytime the Mishnah gives a list, it's these seven and not.
So, but it depends when it says drachim. So, I need an example, right? So, also a koi. Also, it's similar this way, similar that way. By the esrog, it's similar to this one and this way, and similar to this one and that way. And he says dekanami. He says also dekanami, dekatani sefer. If you look in the sefer of the Mishnah by the esrog, Rabbi Lezer is cholik on Tana Kama, and he says esrog shavel ilan lichol davar. He doesn't say Esau is like an Elam called Derech. He says called Davar because it's completely similar all across the board. There's no distinctions. Shema mina that that's the right. That's why we're using Drachim. Okay. So now the Gemara. Says Minyana Dereisha Lemute Mai. The Mishnah had said Bishlosha Drachim. We just spent so much time talking about why it says Drachim, why it says Shlosha, not Shalosh. We spent all that time regarding that. Now the Gemara asks, well, what's the list coming to exclude? Right? The Bavli constantly says if there's a list, he says it's to exclude something. So Minyana de Reisha Lemute Mai, what's that coming to exclude? And Minyana de Seifa, the list in the Seifa, which says she's Kona Atzma B'Shtei Drachim, right, that she could get with death and with the get, Lemute Mai, what is that coming to exclude? So Gemara says, Minyana de Reisha, the list in the Reisha, is Lemute Chuppa. It comes to exclude the case of Chuppa. That if you want to camp, Chuppa is Nisuin, but let's say you want to accomplish Kiddushin with chuppah, saying no, you can only accomplish kiddushin via kesher shtar and bia. You can't do it during, via chuppah. Right, and Rashi is an interesting Rashi. He says, Lemu'ute chuppah, fourth wide line, she'im masra la aviyah l'chuppah, if the father gives the nara, the young girl, over for l'chuppah, she'im kedushim, ein mikudesh b'kach. So the Miri right away says, oh, that's ein achanabi, it's not talking only about a, you know, it's lav dafka, it's not talking only about a katana, even if you marry somebody else. Even a Vidola tries to get accomplished Kiddusha via Chuppah. This is interesting where Rashi has to use the example of a Katana, Kiddusha Katana, as opposed to regular Kiddusha. I didn't look it up to know why, but I just thought that was interesting Rashi. Okay, so the Gemara then continues, okay, that's all fine and dandy according to the Mandomer, who says that you cannot accomplish Kiddusha via Chuppah. But Ula Rav Huna, the Amra Chuppah Kone, but we'll see on Wednesday, right, that Rav Huna on Daf Hei says that Chuppah is... You can create Kiddushin via the Chuppah, right? Mikal v'chomer, he learns that from the Mikal v'chomer. So therefore, the three things are now mutemai. What are they coming to exclude? What way can you not accomplish Kiddushin? So Gemara says, l'ma'ute chalipin, you can't use the concept of kinyan chalipin to create Kiddushin. You can use a kinyan kesef, you can use a kinyan shtar, but you can't say, okay, you know what, you know, you give me this, I pick it up. You can't use chalipin. How do we do it by the mechiras chametz? It's a symbolic transaction, basically. The Rav gives you his pen or gives you his handkerchief, and you lift it up, and you say, via this, he's now kone for you the chametz. And he's going to go ahead and sell it to the guy. Right? You don't sell it to the guy with that. You give it to the Rav, and the Rav then sells it to the guy. So we just say now that king chalipin cannot affect a kiddushin.
What would the chassan say in the case of the chuppah? How would he have the chuppah's like? Yeah. What is he giving?
He doesn't have to give anything. The chuppah itself is what's going to create it. The chuppah itself.
Right. But he has to make a statement.
So whatever makes a statement, big deal. So he makes a statement. That's easy. So not be chalipin. So the Gemara says you would have thought that chalipin would work. Salka daita chamina. You would have thought holo the gamar. We already saw that where do we learn that Kinyan Kesef works? We learned it out from Gzeir Shavah of Kicha Kicha Mistei Ephron. Right? We learned that Kicha Mistei Ephron. Okay. And therefore, you had said, so now we're learning out from buying a field, apparently. You're learning out from buying a field. And we know you can buy a field via Chalipin also. So maybe you can affect Kedushin via Chalipin as well. So he says... He says, just like a field can be purchased with chalipin, so too you would have thought that the women also can be acquired. Again, acquired is the wrong word, but it could affect the kiddushin via kiddushin. So kamash malah, and therefore the Mishnah says these three things, and only these three things, not anything else, that chalipin doesn't work. Right? How do you know that chalipin works by chalipin? That's you could buy a field via chalipin. So Rashi says the ksiv, third class line, ma sadeh makde b'chalipin, the ksiv is in Rus. When Boaz takes off the vayishlof na'alo, the ploni amoni takes off his shoe, which is a chinyan chalipin, v'hasam sadehu. Therefore, they were talking about all his possessions, which included the field. Like, you know, chinyan chalipin works by a field, but it doesn't work by kiddushin because it's why? Okay, Gemara says why. So the ema hachanami. So maybe you'll say hachanami if you're learning it out for kicha mistei Ephron. So say hachanami, just like kinyan kesef works by sadeh. So maybe kinyan chalipin also works. In this case, the kinyan kesef works by kiddushin. Maybe chalipin also works. It's a pretty good comparison. Ema hachanami. So the Gemara says no. Chalipin isnu bepachas mishava pruta. You can do a kinyan chalipin even if the item that's being used, that's being lifted, is less than a shava pruta. But it's all symbolic. It's not a kinyan of value. It's not a kesef where you're paying the value. It's not kinyan. It's not a kinyan of value. It's a symbolic transfer. So maybe you could, so therefore, a pachos mishava pruta would work. But isha b'pachos mishava pruta lo makni nafshe. A woman is not going to, according to Rashi, we'll see in a second, a woman is not going to degrade herself to affect her kinyan, to allow her to become married with something that's less than a shava pruta. That far she won't go.
Outside of money, doesn't it?
Outright
as its own kingdom
of chalipins. Right.
So why is like...
So Rashi says it's because it's a gnai. We'll see. So now maybe we'll do tosos then. So Rashi says, lo makni nafshe. He says, the gnai hula. So she doesn't have the Gemiras Das. In order to make a Kenyan, you have to have Gemiras Das. She's not going to have any Gemiras Das if what you're doing is less than a Shavu Pruta. It works in other instances, but it's not going to work here because she's not going to have the Gemiras Das.
The Shtaris will also be
Shavu. So see, that's a good question. That's a very good question. We don't want to talk about that. So he says, Degenai, what about, you're asking about Chalipin because they learned about by a Sada. You can cone a Sada by Chazaka. Figure out how Chazaka works. Why don't you ask the question by Chazaka? Right, so Tosos deals with that. He says, Lo Maki Navshe, he says, Degnai Hula, Hilkach Batila with Torah Schalipin. Therefore, it's Batil, it's out from the concept of Torah Schalipin, Bekidushin. But Rashi says, this, Moshe Shonim agree to this, there's a Tosos story that disagrees, but he says, Vafilu Bekli, Sheyeshbo Shavapruta. Well, what if he uses a Chalipin, a Kli that has a Shavapruta? Because he said, it's a Degnai Hula. So Rashi says, even if the Kli is a Shavapruta, Lo Yoiv La Beloshon Chalipin. You can't give her the Kli. Beloshon Chalipin. You can give it the Kli, obviously, Beloshon as Kesef, or because of Shava Kesef, but you can't give Beloshon Chalipin. Adi Yavla B'Torahs Loshon Kinyan, O Kichol Kiddushin. You have to use the Kinyan. But he's saying that once you have the concept of the Gnai by Chalipin, all Chalipin is out. Because it's a Kinyan of Gnai. Rashi seems to be indicating. It's a degraded Kinyan. Since it can work by less than a Pruta. But that type of Kinyan, Rashi says, the Gemara says that the woman will not have Gemiras Hadas, and she will not accept it, and therefore it's out from the process of Kiddushin. So we have to get, so right, that's the same question that Yossi just asked.
We also have the fact that the woman who's willing to, just as long as she's married, she will take anything.
Up to a point, but she's rather be married and not be married, but she's not going to degrade herself to take something that's not even a Shavu, to get married, something that's less than a Shavu Pruta. Let's just finish the.
Diamond ring that's Chalipin wouldn't work.
No, you'd have to give her
way more than a Shavu.
But she's not getting it. Chalipin goes back to the person. She's not getting it.
That's true.
Okay, so let's just finish up to the end to the Judas, and then we'll go to Tosos. He says Minyan of the Seifa. Why does it say two ways in the Seifa, and that what's that coming to exclude? Mashal takes out the Mutei Ma'ay. Minyan of the Seifa, the Mutei Chalitza, that you can't, you know, regular marriage cannot be dissolved via Chalitza. You would have thought that Tesei b'Kavah Chomer Yavama, that maybe Chalitza would work in a regular case. Learn that the Kavah Chomer from a Yavama. Why? Again, the Yavama, right below Yavama, my Yavama is in a Yotze Beget. A Yavama gets not strong enough to get the Yavama out. Nevertheless, Yotze b'Chalitza, she can go out to Chalitza. So Zol, the woman who's Mukudeshes, say her also Yotze Beget, she can go out Beget, so Eino Din Yotze B'Chalitza, so maybe she can do Chalitza also. Maybe do that whole process. I don't know why you do that. It's easier to get.
Why do you go to the back end of it? We should be talking about her going into the matter. She goes into...
No, but the mission, we're talking about the...
She goes into the Yavama without anything.
Where would you
have seen... She has Bia. We have that already in Kedushin also. That's similar like that. Bia works in both.
So Bia's taken out of the...
Right, so we're talking about Minyan of the Sefer. Why does the Sefer say she leaves her husband two ways? What's it coming to exclude? It's coming to exclude Chalitza. You'd have thought that Chalitza would be a valid way to go out because it works by Yavam. What?
You never have a get by Chalitza,
but it's
by definition.
But we're the other way. We're talking about that Chalitza should work. Chalitza should work by a regular Kedusha.
Why would you think the other way around? You'd be saying, well, if you can leave Chalitza, she can't leave by get. She can only leave by Chalitza. Get is never applicable in that case.
No, we're saying that she can. In our case, saying that she can leave by get. She can't leave by Chalitza.
Correct.
Because you're going to Kavah Chomer.
Because if a get would work, can you imagine a Chalitza would work, or a get would not work? But a get would never be applicable. So the get won't work by a Chalitza by that case.
Correct.
Because it gets never applicable.
I know they're not asking that question. They're asking it the other way around. Because we're talking about because the Minyan in our Mishnah, the focus in our Mishnah, we're talking about the woman leaving.
A has to also work. It never works.
Right. So made by Chalitza, you have to ask the other way around also. But now we're asking it this way because that's what the Mishnah is focusing on. So he says, Kamash Malan. So the Gemara says, Eim Hachanami. Maybe it's a good Kavah Chomer. So Gemara says, no, Amakra, safer Krisos, safer Korsa, Vein Dover Acher Korsa. It's only safer the get works, Chalitza doesn't work. Let's go back now to the Chalipin. You guys asked the question about the Shtar. Let's do a little bit in Tosos. So Tosos says, Tosos Isha, see how much we can do. Tosos says, the big one on the bottom. What?
Where is
it? You can't miss it. It's that big one on the bottom.
Ahmed Aleph.
Ahmed Aleph.
Okay, it's the very bottom.
You want to see it?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. He says, He says, Paris Bakuntras, Mishum de Gnai Hula. Because it's a Gnai. It's something, it's degrading. Right? The Gnai Hula. Hilchach batila Torah's chalipin mikedushin. Therefore, you don't have the concept of chalipin by kedushin. Va'afilu b'kli sheyish bo shavah pruta. Rashi says, even if the kli has a shavah pruta, I yarlo b'Torah's chalipin. If you gave it to b'Torah's chalipin, it doesn't work. V'kashla Rabbeinu Tam. Rabbeinu Tam says, why is that the case? Ti'im kein pashta yada v'kabla tiskadesh b'pach b'shavah pruta. The whole thing is about gnai, so it's subjective. Right? He's saying it becomes subjective. So if she says fine, it should be fine. So the Rashi explains that Rashi's not leaving that subjective. What Rashi is saying is that because there's a concept of pachas mishav pruta by chalipin, the whole kinyan is out. That's not subjective. It's defined as a degraded kinyan, and therefore it doesn't work. It's not subjective. It becomes objective. The chalipin's out. But Tosos is saying that no, he's understanding Rashi when he uses the word gnai. Literally, it just means because it's degraded to her as an individual. So if her as an individual is not degraded by it, it should work. That's Tosus's question.
You know, this is an arbitrary thing. Because the Chachamim made it up this way. The Torah, whatever, however it was made up this way, it's an arbitrary thing. Think about that Chalip is a Gnai compared to getting a Shtar.
Well, but you're asking
I want to get a Behema, so I get a
You're asking the question. So Shtar, we're going to say, I'll say out loud. I'll say out loud, because we're learning Chalipin. We are learning Chalipin. Right now, the Havamin is, you're learning Chalipin from the Kinyan of the Sadeh. Kikakicha. It's similar. So you thought that chalipin is a subset of kesef. So when it comes to kesef, when it comes to kinyan kesef, that's an equivalency. Right. So sometimes I'll sell things at a discount, but I won't sell myself at a discount all the way down to pachas mishav puta. Kamash malan, but Yossi was saying also, kamash malan is that chalipin, according to Rashi, is a completely different kinyan, just like shtar. It works differently. The question over here that Tosos that we're going through is having the Gemara was. According to Tosos, Tami Gemara is that Chalipin is working with Din Kesef. So Chalipin is working, because you're learning about Kikha. If it's working with Din Kesef, so then it should work.
Right.
He says, no, when it comes to Kesef, the woman will not sell herself, so to speak,
for less than
a Shavah Bruta. Because that's too little. She won't. That's not sufficient equivalency. Kamash Malan, that Chalipin is not a kinyan of Kesef. When you leave Kesef, You're leaving chalipin. When you leave kesef. Completely separate. It's a completely different thing.
It makes more sense if you're saying it's separate. It's a separate.
And therefore, a star is a separate. It's completely separate.
You just don't like the
kinyan. No, we don't like it. It won't be good if it's midin kesef because she won't. She won't. You guys are jumping ahead. You won't let me read the Tosos.
Actually, she won't.
Okay. Let me read the Tosos. We'll see it inside.
Okay.
He says, "Kashal Rabbeinu Tam, the ink came partially out of the cup." So he says. Va'od, he says, came in the Tali Tamla Mishum de Gnai Hula. Right, if you say it's a Gnai, right, so Im Kain, Amailo Parapa Gemara, Bante de Rabbianai, there's a question later on about the children of Rabbianai, the Kaptu of Nafshayu, Velo Mikachi Bipachos Mitarkova, the Dinri. They wouldn't take even less than that, right? Kihechi de Parach le Kamon, right? Maybe there's some women who was a Gnai, like you're saying, if it's subjective. Rabbi Tom says, he says, so he's saying, but other women, maybe it's a Gnai, they're multi-billionaires, it's a Gnai anything less than $1,000. Who says? So he says, that's the one question. V'od kasha, the cave under salta el daita gahashta, ligamigmor kinyan ishna mikinyan asada. Here's your question, Yossi. Since maybe now also you're thinking that we're trying to learn out kinyan isha from kinyan asada. So im kain, isha nami tikni b'chazaka kimo asada. Just say she can get married. You can go to a sada with chazaka, figure out how that works by woman, what type of chazaka you can do. May have her work for you, I guess, for a little bit of time. Some sort of kinyan chazaka, that should work. What?
Walk around the top of
her. The ode, right, lekamon, boy gemara b'shtar minolon. We asked later on about the star, right? So why are you asking a star? Umay boy, likmar misada. Just learn it out from the field. If you're just saying everything you're learning out from the field, sada also is coming by his field. So too with Kedushin by a field. Why have to learn out a different source for shtar? You should learn it out by sadeh. So therefore, Rabbeinu Tam is a totally different girsa. Lekach nir Rabbeinu Tam, the garsinon, the pachos mishova pruta lo makne. Pachos mishova pruta, there's no kinyon. The lo garsinon nafsha. We don't have the word nafsha. So he gets rid of this gnaya aspect. Because he's getting rid of all the subjectivity. It says, Pachlis Mishav Puta, Lo Machne, Velo Garcina Navsha, Delo Bikpe the Talia Milsa. What?
Logaras.
I have Lo Garcina. He says, Mishav Puta, Lo Machne, Velo Garcina Navsha, Delo Bikpe the Talia Milsa. Because it's not dependent upon her It's not dependent upon her, what she feels. Alahaka taima mishum de gamar kika kika mistei efron. We learn in kika kika mistei efron. The ksiv be kesef. It says kesef there. Ube pachos mishaver pruta lo mikri kesef. He says less mishaver pruta is not considered kesef. It's nothing to do. Nothing to do with it. It's not considered kesef anymore. The hamaksha shehiksha tchila and the maksha who originally asked the ema hachanami b'shtar b'chazaka lo hiksha. Why did he ask about shtar and chazaka? Right, because it's also from there. Tapshita de lo garmina kicha lasos isha kakol in yonesade. We're not learning kicha kicha say the woman is compared to the field. We're not learning it out that just like the just same way that the field is bought, so too a woman is bought. It's really just saying that you're learning it out from the kesef aspect. And from the kesef aspect, you would have thought that chalipa is part of the kesef, kamash malan, that it's not, because shav fruta is not considered kesef. He just takes all the subjectivity. It's just not that kinyan. That's all.
That makes more sense.
Well, it makes more sense. Rashi also is saying that's subjective. Whereas Tosos is assuming that Rashi is saying that it's subjective. Well, that's what Tosos is bothered by. How are you leaving up to subjectivity? So he answers it's not subjective. It's not a kinyan. You're trying to learn it out from kinyan kesef, and kesef doesn't work in pasuk mishav pruta. I'm saying Rashi's not learning it's subjective either. He says once it becomes a gnai, once pachas mishav pruta becomes a gnai to a person, everyone agrees that pachas mishav pruta is a gnai. It's not left up to subjectivity. It's now removed from kinyan kesef. By definition, it's not part of it, and therefore it's not subjective.
See, okay. Really,
that's
a better answer.
Though.
So why is star? Star also
shy.
Because
it's own category. It's not a kinyan. According to Tosos, everything's being learned out from the kinyan kesef aspect.
Right.
Star's not kinyan kesef.
So
what?
That's
why it can't work.
Exactly.
That's exactly why it can't work, because it works as pachas mishava pruta.
Exactly. Who says chalipin is considered part of?
That's the question. That's the Gemara saying that.
Yeah,
that's the question of the Gemara. And that's the question of the Gemara. Right, the Gemara wanted to learn Kenyan Chalipin from say Ephraim because it's like a Kenyan Kesef. So the question was the woman should miskadeshes with Chalipin that has Shavar Pruta. And the Gemara answers that since Chalipin also has Pachas with Shavar Pruta, it proves that it's not similar to a Kenyan Kesef, because Kenyan Kesef only works by Shavar Pruta. This proves that it's not similar to Kenyan Kesef, and therefore we're not learning Chalipin from Stei Ephron,
right.
And therefore there's no it's out of the Parsha of Chalipin, can't work. You have no source for it. Okay, next, Gemara says B'Kesef. Right, the issue is Kona B'Kesef, the Gemara says Mi Nolon. How do we know that the Isha is Nikla B'Kesef? It's interesting because we just learned on Daf Beis, Kim Kefron. So because of this, many, if not most Rishonim say that the Gemara up till now is not Gemara, it's not the Amorayim. It's from the Savarayim, it's from the Gaonim, because why are you repeating the question? We just learned it. And also it was such detail-focused.
We just did this in Jewish history.
Right, so they added to it. So he's doing about the Savarayim. Okay, so there are other more academics will tell you it's the Stam of the Gemara. It could be they have other type, whatever. It's not necessarily the Amorayim. First of all, the text of the Gemara is very different than the Amorayim, focusing on Derech and Davar and Shalosh and Shlosha. Not very. It's pretty atypical. It's a different stylistic. So they say here also. You see a source. Other Rishonim say no. That's what Gemara was asking those questions. Different Amorayim, different, but the Midrashim could have different styles. And now they're asking again. And also, it's interesting here also is that the Gemara says Mi Nolan, right? Vesu Hadisnan Sha'av Zaka Bebitoy. And how do we know that a father who marries off his daughter who's a katana, he gets the Kesef Kedushin? And then the Gemara is now focused on that second part. It doesn't really focus on the Kesef Mi Nolan. So maybe it is. It's in the Gemara. Whether it's written by the Moraim, the Gaonim, the Savarayim, it's still worthwhile learning.
Can you take a breath before you learn this?
I believe you can. I believe you can. Not can you, I believe you might have to actually have to. I think so. Right? I don't know. So just an interesting historical debate. So he said, for tidbit, Vesuva, Hadith Nan, Ha'av Zaka Bebito, if a father marries off his daughter when she's a katana or when she's a na'ara, right? Bekidusheha. He has zakai bito b'kedusha. He's zakai in the marriage. Meaning b'kesef, the kesef kedusha becomes low, becomes his. U'b'shtar, he's the one who accepts the shtar. I don't know what benefit he gets from it. U'b'bia, and he has the schus of the bia. Machlokas Rashi Tosfos, what's the schus of the bia? Neither of them sit very well with you, Yossi. He says Zakai bibito. He says, look at the, towards the top of Rashi. Shekesev yeshalo v'hu mekabel shtar v'hu moso lebia al korcha l'shem kiddushin. He can force the daughter to have bia l'shem kiddushin. It's only it's his das, not her das. That's tough. Tosfos says it differently. He says brings a Rishalmi. The Tosfos av zaka bibito mefarsh Rishalmi sheish lo zchus bibia shenosin lo schar lekadosh bita. He gets the money. They pay him in order to have bia with his daughter. Neither of them sit well with you. I got you. Okay. Different times. Very different times. Okay. So, Ubevia. Minolon de Makne. But the Kedushin is being. Is, right. Depends on how you, the same thing we just mentioned by Chalipin. You can give the guy, the woman a diamond, according to Rashi, give the woman a diamond ring. If you give it to Chalipin, right. It's not valid. You give it to Torah's Kesef or Shavu Kesef, then it works. You have to be in the right Misgeri. You have to be in the right framework.
Well, I think you made the distinction when you said he takes it back.
Yeah,
I think that's a distinction.
Understood. That is a distinction. But I'm saying so too here. He says you're using the same vehicle, but you're using it in a different way.
Yeah.
Okay. He says v'su avzak v'vito b'kedusha b'kesef b'shtar b'biyah minalon b'makne b'kesef v'kesef davuhu. How do you know that the kesef works and the kesef belongs to the father? How do we know that works? Those are the questions. How do you know the Kinyan Kesef works, and how do you know the Kesef by the Ketana or the Nara belongs to the father? So Amar Rav Yehuda, Amar Rav. Rav Yehuda says in the name of Rav, the Gemara in Kedushin, and Perek Shua points out, the Gemara in Ksuva says that Rav Yehuda says this in his own name, not in the name of Rav. Doesn't matter. Amar Rav Yehuda, Amar Rav. Right, because Yehuda is...
Yehuda always
quotes Shua. Right, so Amar Rav Yehuda, Amar Rav. The Amar Kra. The Pasuk says, this is by an Amal Avriya, right? This is by a Hebrew maidservant, that the father sold her to become a maidservant, and when she becomes a Nara, when she grows up, she just goes free. It says there, V'yotza chinam ein kasef. She goes at free, there's no monetary payment. So Rashi points out, ein kasef is extra. Free means not money. So what's the ein kasef? What's that extra line coming in to teach us? So Mara says, Ain kesef adon azeh. When this ama avriya leaves the rishus of this master, there is no money given over. Aval yesh kesef adon acher. But when she leaves another master, there will be kesef. Umay ninu. And what's the other master where there is kesef? That's av. That is the father. Right? Rashi says the yotzach kinam gabe ama avriya hayotzas rishus adon. She leaves the master's rishus b'simani naros when she gets the simani met zanara. Umatzi lemichta v'yotzechinam. Just say v'yotzechinam v'lo boy ain kesef. What do you need ain kesef? El lemidras bay to learn from it. Ain kesef l'adon zeh. There's no money to this master kishe yotzav imenu when she leaves him. Aval yesh kesef l'adon acher kishe yotzav imenu. But there is money to another master when she leaves, and that's the father. So the money belongs to the father. So the Gemara says ve'ema lidida. So maybe that money. Okay, maybe the money belongs to her. It doesn't say ain lo kesef. It says ain kesef. How is that proof that the money belongs to the father? It says Yotzachinam ein kesef. It should make it's right. Look at Rashi says Emily Daha Havi Kesef. The halo kasef ain't low kesef. The tidak mene ain't kesef adon zeh, but this kesef to this other adon. It just says there's no kesef, and in the other case there is kesef. So maybe that kesef belongs to her. So the Gemara says Hachi Ashto Svara. Can't be that she gets the kesef because Avia Mikaba Kedusheha. The father is the one who has the rishus and has the power and the authority to provide to send her off for kiddushin. Right, Hachi Hashda Avia Mekaba Kedusha Dixiv as beating Nasati Lisha Zeh. That's the pasuk of Moshe Shemra. It talks that the father says as beating Nasati Lisha Zeh, which is Mavur, that the father is one of Mekaba the Kedushin. He's affecting the Kedushin. V'Ishak Kaspa, and she's going to get the money. He's the one who has the authority to do it, and she's going to get the money. Can't be. That can't be. Rashi says V'Itishko Kaspa Bitmiya. Rashi says, what, the Torah gave him this authority gratis? He doesn't gain anything by it? I'm saying, yeah. He gave him the power, the authority to do A, but it doesn't get B. But Rashi doesn't, the Gemara doesn't say that. The Gemara is saying, if he has the authority to marry her off, then he gets the benefits of marrying her off as well, which is getting the money, which is getting the kesef. So the Gemara says,
it doesn't cost her anything. It doesn't cost him anything anymore. She doesn't cost him anything anymore.
Right.
Because now she's in the rishus of the Baal.
Right.
So that his benefit is that he doesn't have to expend anything for her anymore.
Right.
So why can't that be the benefit? Why not you go going back to catch it again?
Well, that's the question that I asked. That's the question I asked. The Gemara says otherwise. The Gemara writes otherwise. That he has to, if you're the one who's affecting the Kenyan, you get the benefit of the Kenyan. The benefit of the Kenyan is to get the money. So the Emahani Mili, so maybe say this whole din that the father gets the Kedushim of the daughter and the Kesef Kedushim comes to him, that's Bekatana. That's only by the Katana, the less loyad, that she doesn't have a hand. She doesn't, that's loyad, I think really means that she doesn't have, Rashi says that she doesn't have das. She doesn't have das to make a Kenyan. But right, so less loyad, the Kaba Kedushim. Aval Naro, but an Naro is over 12, right? The Is loyad, she has a Yad, she has das, the Kaba Kedushim. Let her accept the Kedushim. So the machlokas we've shown him here as whether the question is that the Nara should be the only one authorized to get the Kedushin on the Kesef, or that the Nara can do it on her own and the father could do it as well. Meaning that the question could be that if the Nara does it, she should get the money. If the father does it, he should get the money. Or does it mean that the father should be completely out of the picture when it comes to the Nara? He says, Al Nara di Islaya the Kaba Kedushim, so Tikish I Nafsha, Vitishko Kaspa. Let her accept the Kedushim and let her get the money. So the Gemara, so right away the Gemara said, in the Rishonim asked, what are you talking about? We learn out that the father had the authority because the Pasuk said, as Biti Nasatil Isha Zeh, which is in the Sugya of Mochi Shemra. And the Sugya of Mochi Shemra is talking about a Nara. So it's the father giving over the Nara. So then we show him say, okay, maybe the father gave her over as a katana, and now she's a Nara. And then when the whole story comes up when she's a Nara. So that's okay. So the Gemara says, Amakra can't be, the Pasuk says, by Hafaris Nadarim. Right, by Hafaris Nadarim, it says, Eilo Chukim Shartziva Shemes Moshe, Ben Ish Lishto, Ben Avabito, Ben Ni'ureha, Beis Aviyah. When she's a Nara, she's in the house of the father. Right? Kol Shvach Nurim Laviyah. So all the benefits of the time when she's a Nara belong to the father. So that would go across the board. It would go across the board even to the Kiddushin. So Gemara says, no, that can't be. If you're learning that from Neurea Beis Aviyah, I have a problem. Because that's such a great limud, it should apply in other places where we try to learn halachas, and we don't use Neurea Beis Aviyah. It is the Ela Hada Amar of Huna Amarav, Minayin Shemaisa Habat Basla Av. How do you know that the handiwork of the daughter belongs to the father? It says when a father sells his daughter to the Amma of Riyah. So the Gemara says Amma is extra, the Gemara is going to say, because what else you can sell your daughter to? You sell it to become a slave, a servant. So it's an Amma. So the Gemara says, no, Ma Amma Maseya de la Rabba, just like an Amma, a maidservant, all her hand product belongs to the master. Af Bas Nami, so to the daughter, Maseya de la Via. But that, why do I have to go to this limud? Tepuk le binurem Beis Aviyah. You just had this great limud of Binu Rebbe Savia, so why have to learn it again from another pasuk? Must be, Ella, that pasuk is specifically talking about Nadarim, and we don't learn it across to anything else. Ella, Bafaris Nadarim Hudiksiv, Hachanami, Bafaris Nadarim Hudiksiv. That pasuk, Binu Rebbe Savia, is only talking about Nadarim, to learn a special din by Nadarim, that he can be made for her Nadarim. But it doesn't show that everything that the Nara does belongs to the father. So therefore, again, we're still stuck. Why, by the Nara, maybe she can marry herself off, and the money can belong to her? We try to say no because there's been a rare base of Via, but we're not learning from the rare base of Via. So the Gemara says, maybe we should learn from there. So the Gemara says, no, I can't learn from there because my monami is sur lo yofinan. The different parts of the Torah, we don't learn Hilchas Mamanos, Dine Mamanos from Dine Isser. And the Darim is Dine Isser. And the money here is Mamanos. Well, that talks about her Maisa Yadayim. We're not talking about her Masi Yadayim. When she sells herself, it's not her Masi Yadayim that's bringing, it's money coming in from a contract. It's not her Masi Yadayim. Masi Yadayim is actual work of her hands, whatever she makes.
Handiwork.
No, because it's not her handiwork.
Handiwork.
Right. So the Gemara says, okay, so you're not going to learn it out from, I don't know, it is sort of Isser, because when you do the Kiddushin, you create Yisurim, but maybe you're just talking about the monetary aspect of the Kiddushin. Okay, so Gemara says, V'chitema, right, that's we said that's 2 minutes fast. V'chitema Nelef Miknasa, maybe you can learn it out, what? Yeah. So learn that from the knas. You have the case of onus mufate, where you have to pay a fine, and that fine goes to the father. So just like the father gets the knas of the girl who's either raped or seduced, so too he should get the kesef kiddushin. So Gemara says, "Mamona miknas lo yafinan." We're not going to learn out mamon from knas. Rashi says because knas is a chiddush, right? Mamon is compensation. Knas is punitive. It's totally different. It's a totally different game. It's a different. There's no different valuations, right? Mamona miknas lo yofinon. Rashi says, "Shaknas kulo chidush umichidush lo garminon." Rakati kidusheha minolan daviyahave. We still don't know that the kiddushin belonged to the father of the Nara. So the Gemara says, Vichitema Nelif Miposha Supakam. Well, when you harm a person, there are other payments. One of those, two of those other payments are boshes and pekam. Those aren't punitive. Those are you can monetize that.
Right.
That's compensation, and he gets that payment. So that's a mammon that he's getting. So the Gemara says, no shani boshes pekam da avu shayach begavayu, because that belongs to him to begin with. Why? Rashi says
because
we're trying to prove that. So Rashi, that's what we're trying to prove. That's circular. Why does the boshes of begam belong to him? Because theoretically, he has the authority. We said he can marry her off to anybody. If she gets raped or seduced or she gets harmed, he's not going to have. They're less suitors now, so he loses that. He loses that right. That right is now. So the boshes of begam is direct impact on him. But the Kedusha Kesem, maybe it's not directed to him. You can't learn it out from Kedusha Kesem of Boshes and Kam. So we're still stuck. How do we know that the money of the Nara, of the Kedusha of the Nara, goes to the father? So the Gemara says, Ella, we're going back to the original Pasuk. The original Pasuk was, V'yotzachinam ein kasef. And we said over there, Yotzachinam ein kesef. We said, oh, maybe that's only by the Katana. So we're going to answer that. Ella, Mistarba dechi mimait, like we had before, Yotzachinam ein kasef. It's Yitzia de Kivasei Kamimait. We're comparing the Yitzias. When does she go free from the, as an Alma of Riyah? When she's an Ara.
Right.
So too, what's the case of a Yotzachinan main Kesef that says there's no Kesef with this Yitzia, but there's Kesef for another Yitzia? It's when she's married off as an Ara, because it's talking about, you're comparing the same cases. It's Nara Nara. Look at Rashi says, Yitzia de Kivasei Kamimait. Yitzia's Erison. Here he was Erison about the betrothal, right? Dumya the Tzias Amma Kamimait. Similar to the Tzia of the maid service, we're coming to exclude, right? Midin Amma, Vilameimar the Yesh Kesefba, to say that it's different than the Amma and it gets money. My Yitzias Amma Avriya in Kesef the Adon, the Nakam Rishusik Amakra, Afmir the Yesh Kesef, the Kadaik, the Tzias Erison Yesh Kesef, Lemitz Yotza Himeno, the Kamar Behainal Av. Basically, you have to look at the scenario. The scenario, I'm going to cut one more line. The scenario is, when does she leave the master's house? Which is an Ara.
Right.
So that case, there's no money. In a similar case, when an Ara leaves, there is money. That's the case of Nara getting married. The money belongs to the father. So the Gemara then says, wait a second. It's not comparable. You're saying it's the same. It's comparable. It's not. Because Hassam, Nafka Lam Rishus Adon Lagamre. When she leaves the Amma Yivri, when she leaves the and the Amr of Riyah leaves, she's on her own. Vahacha akate michsara mesiv lechuppah. But when she does kiddushin, she's not really out yet. There's still a chuppah. There's still nisuin that has to be done. So the Gemara says, no. Vahafaras nadara miya nafkalei merishu say. No, when it comes to, even when the Nara getting kiddushin, she still leaves the father's house, the gabe, hafaras nadarim. But not completely though, because it's now the father and the baal. All right, it's not nar marusa viu baal my friend of the. So now we sort of ask, that's also not a complete leaving the father's house. It's not completely leaving because he's still tied to the father.
Right.
So Aro the Gersa says, interesting. The Gersa of Rabbeinu Chananel says, mia milsa ha nafkal gamri de amar ein moch the mocher as bitul shivcha achar ishus. He left the father's rishus completely. The gabi the halacha that the father can no longer sell her as an amar of Riyah. All right, that's a different gear. Okay, we'll stop here because tomorrow we're going to say, is that we learned from Yotzachinam? We thought we learned something else from Yotzachinam in Kasa. Okay, everyone have an excellent day.